سلام.
ای صدا چرا اینجوری شده عزیز دلم؟
صدامو بیخیال، کمر رو بچست. کمر
چی کار کردی اینجوری کمرت اینجوری شده؟
بله خوار خوشگلت بودم.
آره خوارم؟
آره
خوارم چطور بود؟
خوار تو خبر ندارم، مامانتو بگو.
ای بکو Hello, welcome to Ranikin. My name is Elnaz. جلوی من نشسته هوشنگ.
سلام کمرا.
کنار منم نشسته شاهد.
Hello.
پر انرژی طبق معمول. و کنار من نشسته
هیچ کس.
Why?
That voice really annoys me. Can I just say that? I don't care. Just stop. Don't disrespect me.
خب بچه‌های ایرانیکن، our ایرانیکن fans، میخوام بهتون یه خبر خیلی بدی بدم.
What?
فرزاد دیگه بی فرزاد.
هورا!
Of course, Hami.
We. I mean, I have to mess up at least once. Baby, who's like to English? Baby, your best friend has the name Hamida. Mom, hey, show me the tarot card.
What kind of man is this?
No,
for
real. فرزاد و ما به دنیای از مجردا رفته شده
قاطی مرغا.
قاطی
مرغا.
آره. So we lost him pretty much. We lost him to the world of people who get in relationships and leave Iranican.
آره.
فرزاد موف کرده به کانادا و از این به بعد قرار بود بیاد گودبای بکنه.
Any Toronto stalkers?
Yeah, exactly. So if you live in Toronto, go stalk Farzad.
شنونده هایی که از تورانتو کانادا گوش میدادن، دلتون رو خوش بکنید که فرزاد داره میاد طرفتون.
آره. So we will definitely miss him and we'll be looking for a new co-host hopefully to join us soon.
آره، پس یه شغلی باز شده تو صفحه ایرانی کن، برید نگاه بکنید، رزومه هاتون رو بفرستید.
یه آدم
مسخره، دلغک، با استعداد. به اسم فرزاد احتیاج داری.
Oh, so we just got word from our producer man that Farz is going to actually call in next week. So in about 2 weeks, and he's going to say goodbye officially to all of us. Okay, so let's get right to the topic. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of خبر to give you this
آره،
week.
آره، خبری مبری نبوده. ولی ما یه کاری که کردیم این دفعه، یک خانم محترمی بوده که در تیم ملی فوتبال زنان ایران بازی میکنه و ما افتخارش داشتیم که یک مصاحبه کوتاهی با ایشون بکنیم. ایشون در حال حاضر در کشور انگلستان هستن و برای با ما یک صحبت کوتاهی کردن که ما به تا چند دقیقه بعد واسه تون یه مقدارشون رو پخش میکنیم، یه ذره راجبش صحبت میکنیم و مقدار آیندهش. آره، فقط ما این کارو کردیم، هیچ کی تو دنیا نکرده.
واو. آره. We are truly lucky. So very much so.
آره، داستانش خیلی جالبه ولی عجیب غریبه.
آره.
من هنوز خودم نتونستم هضمش کنم.
So جالب. I'm really looking forward to hearing that because I haven't heard it yet.
آره.
Okay, so what are we talking about today, guys?
You tell us.
راجب خیانت کردن در امانت.
خیانت like خیار.
خیار شاید
نه. شاید خیار آمریکایی دوست داری یا خیار ایرانی؟ اون قلمی کوچولو رو دوست داری یا گنده؟
Shut up.
سوالش خوب بود، خیار دیگه.
I actually love خیار. Like legit.
Yeah, you cucumber. Do. I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Cucumber. اشتباهی تلفظ کرد. Cucumber.
So we're going to talk about خیانت and infidelity, cheating in relationships. Sorry.
I feel like I'm interrupting Loveline. Does anybody, if any of our listeners listen to Loveline, they'll know that like Hushang here is like Dr. Drew and Enna's is like that English lady. I don't know what her name is.
Oh.
Why and I'm just like Dr. Drew? Here.
And I'm مهمون برنامه است. هر دفعه پارازیت میفرسته وسط برنامه. اینجا.
Okay, so we're going to
get to. الان منو میزن. پس چند دقیقه پیش یه داش مشت.
خدایا فرزاد چرا گذاشتی دستم؟ We're going to go on a quick break and then we'll come back and start off with our topic, infidelity.
You're listening to Connie. نه، من زود در گفتم.
مدت مدتی عوض شدم، انگار یه آدم دیگم، هر کی میپرسه یادشی دارم بهش دروغ میگم، دلم نمیخواد هیچ کسی چیزی بدونه از غمم، همین غرور لعنتی تو رو جدا کرده ازم، هیچکی خبر نداره از دقیقه های غربتم، اینجوری وانمود شده که بی تو خیلی راحتم. اما شبا یواشکی وقتی که هیچکی نیست پیشم، گوشیم رو روشن میکنم به عکس تو خیره میشم، دیگه منم و غربته عشقای بی امون من، به کی بگم دیوونتم، به کی بگم تنگ دلم. اما شبا یواشکی وقتی که هیچی نیست پیشم، گوشیم رو روشن میکنم به عکس تو خیره میشم، دیگه منم
گریه کنین مسلمونا سواب بزن تو سر بغلین.
بابا این چی بود؟ من یاد بدهکاری هم افتادم. بچه ها به ایرانی کن گوش میکنیم، ما دوباره برگشتیم ایرانی کن لایو.
Even though we're not live.
آره.
But we are live.
آره ولی
میخوام. We're live now.
آره الان لایو.
So like we said, our topic today is going to be about infidelity, which is خیانت, and why people cheat, why women cheat, why men cheat. So the two reasons why people cheat, the first one is that it's very well known. Pretty much like what the excuses that people give as to why they cheat, which is they become lonely, they're not satisfied anymore in their relationship, blah blah blah, whatever. The second reason is actually human nature, and we're going to talk about that more in the next segment when we talk about open relationships and all of that.
خب اولیش رو که گفتش که شما رابطت با طرف مقابلت خوب نیست، خوشحال نیستی، چیز بهتری میخواید. دومیش هم اینه که میگه که خصلت انسانه که معمولا این کارا رو انجام میده. خب ادامه بده الناز جان.
So to start with, I want to say that human sexuality is incredibly complex. We talked about this last week's show, and I feel like one show on human sexuality is not enough. We can spend a whole season talking about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Decisions about our sexual behaviors are typically not planned in advance. Okay, so when
that's very true. Mm-hmm. That's really enlightening to hear that that's actually true.
It is. And for few people intentionally plan on committing infidelity. Any تو وقتی که تو یه ریلیشنشیپ شروع می‌کنی، یه ریلیشنشیپ شروع می‌کنی با یه نفر، هیچ وقت فکر نمی‌کنی که با من با اینم ولی می‌خوام روش خیانت کنم، مگر اینکه خیلی دیگه دوشبگ باشی. What's douchebag in Farsi؟
خیلی دیگه دوشبگ باشی.
خیلی دوشبگ.
ترجمه این جمله که گفتش مگر اینکه خیلی دوشبگ باشی.
Right, exactly.
من که خیلی آدم بی ارزه و احمقی باشه. نه اون حرف زشتی آقای تهیه کننده. آقای تنگانی ترجمه گفتن که خب به هر حال
با پ شروع میشه، با یوز تمام میشه.
Right, so if it's not planned and it's unintentional, then if we're going to take a legal perspective on this, does that mean that it's like not considered as bad if you don't do it intentionally? So should it be forgiven?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's kind of like a personal choice. And something else that we asked our listeners was that, do you feel like after somebody cheats, do you think the relationship is salvageable? But I want to kind of go back to the actual thing, actual infidelity. It says that three separate emotional systems are involved in cheating: sexual desire, romantic love, and attachment. And often these distinct emotional symptoms pull people in different directions. So pretty much what they're saying is that sexual desire has nothing to do with romantic love and attachment. So you can be attached to somebody and be romantically in love with somebody, but not be sexually attracted to them. Mm-hmm. And so you want to have sex with other people and you want to cheat.
خب پس اینجوری شد که تو میتونی با یه نفر باشی، عاشق یه نفرم باشی، خیلی هم دوستش داشته باشی، ولی آخر روز از یک نفر دیگه از نظر سکسی بیشتر خوشت بیاد تا اون کسی که عاشقش هستی یا باهاش هستی یا باهاش رابطه داری.
Yeah, and to kind of make it into like a research thing, because I'm all about research, is that there's 5 different types of cheating. The first one is opportunistic sexual cheating. It means that, you know, you get drunk, you're out with your friends and a really
right,
hot
the opportunity
girl,
so exactly. makes itself available, right?
The second is obligatory sexual cheating.
You're obligated.
And, nah, that what that means is like you want to feel desired and you want to feel loved. So
you're mentally obligated to yourself to almost cheat. Is that
pretty much. Yeah, are. Okay. You feel obligated in order to prove to yourself that you're still attractive, that you're lovable. You
right. And this attention. Probably happens in older couples.
Maybe, are.
Midlife crisis. Are. I could see exactly. that happening.
Exactly. The third one is romantic cheating. So experiencing sexual desire for somebody else.
So like, okay, sexual desire, not necessary, but you said romantic love isn't the same
well,
thing.
Well, both. Romantic and sexual desire for somebody
else.
So
would an affair be this type of cheating?
Right. Okay. No, I think, honestly, I think an affair would be a commemorative cheating.
Which is
you're in a relationship with somebody, you're fully committed to that person, and you're in love with that person. But there's nothing sexual between the two.
خب تو موقعی که این چیز گرفی که داری میزنی میگه که با یه نفر هستی ولی در آن واحد با یه نفر دیگه هم خوابی میکنی.
آره.
ولی با اون نفری که رابطه داری عاشقشی ولی از لحاظ سکسی خیلی بهش علاقه نداری.
آره. این میدونی مثلا بین کیا میشه؟ این بیشتر بین مثلا دخترای جوانتر و مردای مسنتر میدونی یا I can see this happening more with girls, like younger girls and older men than I see happening the other way around. میدونی چی میگم؟ Like, or مثلا اون ریلیشنشپ هایی که با همین به خاطر این که خیلی مثلا با هم دیگه پول میسازین با هم دیگه you're a power couple میدونی چی میگم but you have absolutely no sexual desire for each other
اون
you're together for a whole other reason
اون توصیفی که شاهد از ازدواج کردیم اون که دو نفر با هم هستن و قرارداد با هم هستن همدیگر اصلا دوست ندارن سایه هم با
تیم I never said they don't like each other
they like each other they're in love with each other
عاشق هم هستن
ولی there's no sexual desire but because we're sexual beings they want to go and have sex so they have it with other people.
Okay, اون قراردادی که شاهد ولی میگفت دو نفر هستن قرار نیستش که با کسی دیگه باشن. قرار شاهد هر بار باشه.
I can.
خب یه قراردادی یه طرفه است.
The last type of cheating is conflicted romantic cheating when you genuinely love two or more people.
مثل من
I think that's just an emotionally available person I don't think that's necessary I think that's a problem
I think that's a stupid reason because you can just say baby I just love you both yeah. and I don't know which one
that means that you're messed up like if I said to someone like oh I love you and I love another person and I love another person that's just me trying to fill the emptiness inside me with like loving more people does that make sense
yes تو چند نفر میتونی عاشقشون باشی واقعا عشق بورزی به بیشتر از یه نفر
That's really hard. Loving someone's like really hard.
آره کار سختی یه نفر
Cuz you have to love them for like even their bad things, you know? And like that's kind of hard.
آره عشق
And then you love everybody's flaws yeah. like oh that's just
آره
weird.
عشق یعنی یه نفر رو دوست داری یعنی با خوبیاش و بدیاش و همه چیش و روز بدش و اگه مثل شاهد مثلا دوش نگرفتی باشی مثل امروز و بعد همه هنوز دوستش داشته باشی
خب این برمیگرده به
I hate you
این برمیگرده به اون چیزی که قبلا میگفتیم اونی که واقعا عاشق یه نفر هستی ولی you don't feel sexually attracted
آره ولی تو داری میگی که در آن واحد عاشق دو نفر هستی
نه I'm just changing the topic so would you do that مثلا تو واقعا عاشق یکی هستی ولی اون sexual desire نداری میری از یکی دیگه اونو بگیری
من اونو نه من اون اصلا نمیفهمم یعنی چی من اگه عاشق یه نفر باشم با همون یه نفر هستم یکی از دلایلی که عاشقشم هستم واسه اینکه از نظر سکسی بهش خیلی علاقمندم هستم دیگه اون عشقشو بیشتر میکنه
آخه so ladies did you hear that Hushang will never cheat on you
never ever
BS ever. I can call it now
هیچ وقت uh-huh.
he's gonna love you forever
although
Shahid on the other hand
Just I'm kidding. Real. He's
you.
Not.
I love you. I think we're going to go on a break.
آره. میریم یه بریک بگیریم برمیگردیم به ایران یکم لایو گوش می‌کنیم. برمیگردیم. آهنگ گوش دادیم سویدش هاوس مافیا. من که تا الان اسمشون نشیده بودم. من فکر می‌کنم آدمای سوئدی مافیا ندارن.
What? I saw them in concert.
Did you really?
In Ibiza.
نه بابا.
In Ibiza. Or Ibiza.
آبیزا رفتی؟ باریکلا.
Don't tell my dad. I'm kidding. He knows.
شنونده های عزیز، من گفتم شاید دوش نگرده، شاید هر روز سه دفعه دوش میگیره. من از من شاید
I don't care if they think I'm fat, ugly and smelly.
نه هر کی فکر میکنه من با قیر میریزم دوش. خب الناز، ادامه برنامه اسم بحث ما.
Okay, so we want to get into why men and women cheat specifically. And I have on there that why men cheat. Mostly men cheat because they want or feel like they need sexual variety and they're bored from what they have at home.
Question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Persian men cheat more than most men, or do you think that it's probably even?
من فکر کنم مردا همه مرد
هستن. No, honestly, I'm asking you.
من فکر نمی کنم. من خودم تو زندگی هیچ وقت کارو انجام ندادم. چون میدونی چی؟ اگه یه دفعه نزدیکش رفتم، ولی اینقدر زندگی آدمو سخت و پیچیده و عجیب غریب میکنه که من هیچ وقت نتونستم حتی اقل انجامش بدم، واسه اینکه واقعا عجیب غریب میشه همه چی. ولی فکر نمی کنم مردای ایرانی از مردای دیگه دنیا بیشتر خیانت بکنن.
خب مردای ایرانی توی آمریکا یا تو غرب، یا مردای ایرانی تو ایران، مثلا اون مردای ایرانی که تو ایران زن دارن بعد میرن صیغه میکنن، بعد مثلا
legalized cheating.
آره exactly. اونا
آره،
چطور؟
یه چیز خوب بعدی شما درک کنید که اون کار تو فرهنگ اسلامی یا حداقل فرهنگ ایرانی جا افتاده، یعنی توضیح واسش هست، توصیف واسش هست. میتونید شما هم چی کاری تو دین اسلام انجام بدید. در حال حاضر شما چند تا زن میتونید بگیرید، چند تا زن میتونید صیغه بکنید در آن واحد که شما با یه زن خودتون هستید. تو دین اسلام بهتون اجازه میده که زن صیغه بکنید. حالا برای اونایی که به این به هر حال اعتقاد دارن،
just because something reinforces it doesn't make it right.
آره نه، منم قبول ندارم، من نمیگم کار درستی به نظر، کار کاملا اشتباهیه، ولی خب باید ببینید فرهنگای دنیا طرز فکرشون فرق داره، واسه دینهایی که دارن، واسه اون تجربیات تاریخی که دارن، واسه همین فرق داره.
شما فکر میکنی که این فرهنگ also باعث so sad، این فرهنگ باعث این شده که زنهای ایرانی بیشتر خیانت رو تحمل کنن تا زنهای مثلا غرب؟
من تحمل نمیدونم تحمل میتونن بکنن ولی میتونن واسه خودشون توجیهش بکنن.
Exactly.
لغت توجیه بیشتر تا تحمل کردن. میتونن بگن که خب ببین این کارم امکان داره بیفته چون انجام دادنش اشکال نداره، مخصوصا آدمایی که مقید هستن، برای زن مذهبی هستن، نظر تحصیل نکرده تر هستن، آدمایی هستن که این کار واسه شون جا افتاده تر ممکنه باشه.
They're used to being second class citizens, so yeah. It's more like it becomes that they convince themselves that what's happening is not just tolerable but it's accepted.
ولی من فکر نمی کنم که این به خاطر این باشه که تحصیل نکرده باشن یا اینکه فرهنگشون پایین تر باشه یا اون، به خاطر اینکه من خانمایی رو میشناسم که با مردایی که روشون خیانت کردن موندن و ساختن، سوختن و ساختن.
خیانت but like in the Islamic sense of sigha, or are you saying they cheated?
نه,
like
they cheated.
Okay,
they cheated.
Well, I thought we were talking about more religious, the religious aspect in Iran.
Okay, so even that حتی مثلا خانومه میمونه.
Well, I think partially one of the reasons is because she's scared, you know, being a single Persian woman or a divorced Persian woman, especially when you're older, is a lot more difficult. That so, you know, staying out of desperation doesn't mean necessarily that she's okay with him cheating. It's just that she has no other options. A second reason could be that, you know, again, in Iran, I think it's more economics that plays a role, you know, financial stability, all that side, aside from the stigma of being divorced. It's also she can't go and make a living for herself, you know, especially if the kids can be taken away. These are things that she doesn't want to happen. But in America, I think women that stay with men who cheat are just have self-esteem issues.
حالا دلایلش ممکنه فرق داشته باشه، چرا این کارو میکنم میمونم واسه مردی که روشون خیانت کرده، ولی تو امریکا همین اتفاقا میفته. دخترهایی که میبینی که دوست پسراشون میدونن که
especially boyfriends I mean we're talking not even husbands or fiancés, boyfriends cheating and they stay.
دقیقاً. و یه چیز دیگه هم که میگم، من به نظرم، من نمیدونم آمار ارقامش چجوریه، ولی تو تجربه های شخصی من پسرها و مردها، به نظر من جز تجربه شخصی خودم دارم، خیانت بیشتر میکنن. نمیدونم حالا آمار ارقامی که روش تحقیقات شده چیه، من برای نظر احساس شخصی من اینه که مردها بیشتر این کارو میکنن تا زنها. حالا نه بعدا
because I think men have less, and I'm not trying to be like sexist here, but I feel like men have less self control in that department because unfortunately women have been taught to like, you know, control their sexuality, so they're not going to go out there and be like, oh, I'm so sexually attracted to him, I'm just going to have a one night stand and cheat on my man, because already one night stands are stigmatized for women. Does that make sense? Versus for guys, they can spread their seed with like no, you know, like fear of reputation, and so that makes cheating almost like the gateway is open.
خب زنها آدمای به هر حال رابطه‌شون با احساسات بیشتره دیگه. مردها معمولا احساسات دارن، نمیگم آدمای بی احساساتی هستن، بی احساسی هستن، ولی خب
they can separate,
huh? معامله شون بیشتر فکر میکنن، یعنی آخر کار تصمیمی که میگیرن با فلان آغاز تا با احساسش باشه یا با مغزش باشه. نه کاملا 100%. من کسی نمیخوام جا گول بزنم، مردها این کارو میکنن، زنها، خانمها معمولا با احساسات بیشتر جلو میرن. حتی اگر من آدمهایی دیدم، حتی اگر آدمهایی زن خانمهایی من دیدم که با کسی هستن، با شوهرشون یا دوست پسرشون هستن، دوستش انقدر دوستشون دارن، انقدر احساسات بهشون میبرزن، حتی اگه اون سکس توی رختخواب هم خوب نباشه بازم ادامه میدن، چون احساسات واسهشون مهمتره. اون قدرت بیشتر داره واسهشون، بیشتر ارضا میشن.
آره
این نظر شخصی منه. من
and I have to say, like, as much as I don't want to say that men have a get out of jail free card, I just feel that they're able to separate, you know, emotional love and sex, like just plain sex, a lot more than women can. You know, for us, like, I know that when I'm with a guy and I really like him, it's really hard for me to look at other guys at all as like, whether it's even if they're really hot, you know, like Dolce and Gabbana model, I still don't really want to be with them because I feel fulfilled, you know. But guys, you know, they'll feel fulfilled, but there's just a separate like department in their brain,
right? So do you want to know my stats?
finally enlighten us.
ما نظر شخصیمون رو دادیم، حالا شما بگو آمار ارقام چی میگه.
So the percentage of men who admit to committing infidelity in any relationship, so this is marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, is 57% in the United States.
57% مردهای که تو آمریکا تقریبا
more than one out of two relationships.
هر یکی و نصفی از 10 نفر خیانت میکنن. نه هر
5.7 out of 10.
آره قبول کردم گفتن که خیانت میکنن.
Yes. But they have.
و so, کردن.
I feel like that's more closer to reality. مردای توی آمریکا
تقریبا 60%.
تقریبا 60% میگن که در ریلیشنشیپ های قبلی یا این ریلیشنشیپی که هستن، چه ازدواج باشه چه بویفرند گرلفرند باشه whatever, they have cheated. The same for women. Percentage of women who admit to committing infidelity in any relationship they've had is 54%. So زنان زیاد چیز نیستن، اونا 54%.
پس همون آمار ارقامی که من میخواستم بدونم و دونستم. پس زنها هم به بعدی مردان.
Exactly. But get this. This is really interesting. This was really interesting. There's actually two really interesting things. The first one is the percentage of men who say they would have an affair if they would never get caught. مردایی که میگن که خیانت میکنن اگر که
طرف مقابلشون نفهمه، اصلا پی نبره که خیانت کردن، میکنن این کار.
Exactly. 74%.
80%، 75% مردها اینو میگن.
How about women?
Women 68%.
بابا مرد زنها به بدی مردها منم دو ساله بهتون.
No, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's awesome that we're the same. I think that it means that, you know what, we have desires and we have urges just like everybody else.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But again, I think we exercise more self-control than.
So would you guys ever have, like, be honest here, would you cheat in a relationship if you knew you would never get caught?
Never.
I would cheat even if I thought I would get caught.
Because
clearly if that relationship was meant to end, it was meant to end. Unless he's really rich, then I don't
want to get caught.
But
اگه یک نفر رو دوست داشته باشم دلیل نمیبینم با کسی دیگه بخوابم، با کسی دیگه باشم هوشنگ کوچیک رو تعبیه نفر دیگه بخوابم.
No, but I have to say, because me and my girlfriends talk about this a lot in terms of like, what would you do if your husband or your boyfriend cheated on you? And I have to say that I've already come up with like several creative ways of killing, you know, whether it's putting glass in his food or, you know.
یک کانال تلویزیونی هست به نام اسپایک تو امریکا. هزار تا روش کشتن رو بهت نشون میده. لازم نیست خیلی فکر کنی.
Oh, great. Okay. So I have to say that although I'm lax on myself cheating, but I'm not lax on my significant other. Because I trust myself. I know I wouldn't cheat because I'm one of those people that once you get me, I'm done. Like, I will be in love with you.
Shahid is available and so is Hushang. And both of these are very committed, very attractive males and females here. But okay, here's the other thing. Here's the other very interesting thing. Percentage of marriages in America that ended in divorce, 53%. Percentages of arranged marriages that end in divorce, 3%. Because of infidelity.
I don't. I think that statistic is
wrong.
Bad because let me say why. Already,
again,
people who get in arranged marriages have a traditional mentality, so divorce is probably very taboo for them. So you see less. They're less likely to get a divorce, even if they're unhappy.
So you're more willing to put up with infidelity.
Oh, for sure.
آماری که الناز گفتش در
because you don't know what a good relationship is supposed to look like if you had your relationship arranged.
Right.
الناز میگه در امریکا آدمهایی که ازدواج میکنن 50%-ش به طلاق آخرش ختم میشه، ولی میگه ازدواج هایی که به عنوان مثل قدیم ایران که همدیگر رو ملاقات میکردن و میگفتن که شما با ایشون ازدواج میکنید، این ازدواج ها 3%-ش به طلاق ختم میشه. چیز جالبیه.
I want to know what percentage of our listeners cheat, and we're going to find that out once we come back. You're listening to Ironic and Lug. About to go, and we know it very well. 'Cause Welcome back. You're listening to Euronican Live. Okay, so we asked you on our website, euronican.com, have you ever cheated or been cheated on in a relationship? Yes. And even though our total of number of voters is pretty slim because we just put up the poll today, we have a pretty interesting breakdown. We have 58% of our listeners admitted that they've either cheated or been cheated on.
I think that's pretty accurate to your stats. I mean, we have a very, very small sample, but 58%, 57%. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, we are not differentiating by gender, but...
No. And then also been cheated... I would have liked to know the whole, have you ever cheated
or
been cheated on?
And I would like to know, how likely is someone to cheat after they've been cheated on? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I feel, and this is interesting because I feel like if you've been cheated on, you're more likely to cheat.
Right. Right. So what I want to know is, have you guys ever been cheated on?
No, not technically.
I mean,
what do you mean not technically?
I mean,
we were never together. Yeah. That doesn't really count. Okay. No.
Nah.
So both ways, not really.
Nah.
No. No?
Oh, come on. Bum as a baiter pe de namo kunis ke dada kota. Hushang es dada.
Emma Comey.
Emma Comey.
I have.
You have cheated or been cheated on?
No, I've been cheated on.
Have you ever cheated?
Never. Never. And I've never tempted to either. Because I'm like you guys. I'm 100% into a relationship when I'm in it. But with me, the guy was engaged. I was with him for 8 months. And engaged. And then I got a call from
her. Was he originally engaged before you got with
him? He was engaged for a year before I got with him.
So he was cheating on you before you even were with him.
So technically he was cheating on her with me.
Oh, so you were the other woman.
I was the other woman.
این آقا نامزد داشته، شما 8 ماه با این آقا رابطه داشتی.
That's an interesting question. How many times have you been the other woman to ask our female listeners?
فقط همون یه بار.
I've been the other woman for sure.
No, twice.
Yeah.
Twice, دو بار.
That's why you have bad karma. I have bad karma too. These things just follow you.
بعد میدونی جالبیش چیه؟ اینه که like I wonder how they pull it off. Like, I really want to know how the guy pulls it off.
The player?
Because I never thought.
Hamid got his mob face on.
انقدر سخته. بابا خیلی کار سخته. بعد دو تا زن رو در آن واحد بگی من اینجا من اونجا نیستم.
Two Persian suspicious females.
آره اونم که همهشون توهم.
They're all possessive and crazy.
اعتماد به نفس هم ماجرا دارم قله دماوند همشون.
آره.
یعنی منظورم زیر زمینه.
Crazy. Yeah, wow, twice I've been the other woman.
چه آدم خوششانسی تو نبودی.
واقعا. No, and the funny thing is, like, I never knew until I got a call from the girl both times.
اونا فهمیدن که دوست پسرشون یا نامزدشون با یه نفر دیگه.
به من زنگ زده که تو کی هستی؟
تو اصلا بونه برده بودی؟
آره.
تو اصلا بونه برده بودی؟
نه.
Facebook?
So you were the innocent other woman.
This was before Facebook. You do you know how old I am? This is like around, maybe even before MySpace.
Wow. Wait, so you really were innocent of being the other woman.
Does anybody remember Friendster? What?
Chichester?
No, nobody remembers. Friendster.
Chichester?
Friendster before MySpace. That was like back in 2000.
Yeah, I don't know that.
When I was in college.
I was like 5.
شاید که حتما 2-3 سالش بوده.
For real.
I wish.
Yeah, no. So yeah, so I had absolutely no idea until I got the call. So my drama...
That's sad. I would hate to be caught.
My college was
caught.
Full of drama. Okay.
Cut.
So moving on. So, but here's the thing. These guys that I was the other woman for... They might have been in what's called an open relationship, although the girl wouldn't have called me all PO'd. So anyway, open relationship. So here's the thing. What are open relationships? These are when people want to be together, but agree to some form of, all right, you can go ahead and sleep with other people. Now, this can be in I've also heard this be called responsible cheating. Believe it or not, that's literally what it's called, and it's very serious. And I think there's this guy who does a Loveline-esque type show, Savage.
Right, yeah.
He does a lot of like sex advice for people. He calls it monogamish.
مناگمش.
تو با یکی هستی، حتی ازدواج هم کردی، شاید بچه دارم باشی، ولی هر دوتاتون دائما با آدم های دیگه هستین.
این یه برنامه تلویزیونی که در امریکا پخش میشه بچه ها. اگه
تلویزیونی نیست،
تلویزیون رادیویه،
پادکست داره.
خب رادیو رو اینترنته که آدم معروفی که برنامه
آره داره. آره and that's interesting. Responsible cheating, and then there's also like
imagine telling my parents, oh, yeah, me and you know me and Dariush were in an open relationship.
Yeah. That's why he's not at this Mahmoudi. That's why I brought Peter.
What the? Oh my god, my parents would literally disown me.
Yeah, or the type of relationships where the guy and girl, or girl and girl, or guy and guy, whatever, bring somebody else into bed with them.
See, I think that's more of a sexual fetish than a relationship.
But technically,
type
I mean, you're still kind of cheating.
No. I get that, but I think that's I said, it's a sexual fetish versus open relationships that are like consistently going out there and you know, like you're having monogamous sex with other people and then with your.
But یه چیزی بگم، این چیزی که بهش میگن responsible cheating. من یه خانومی رو میشناسم که خانم لزبیان هستن. یه زن دارن 8 سال باهاش ازدواج کرده. ولی دائما این دوتا با آدم های دیگه هستن و این تقریبا قراردادی که با هم دیگه دارن اینه که باید به هم دیگه بگن، میدونی؟ مثلا اگه it's kind of like اگه من و شاهد تو ریلیشنشیپ باشیم، من با یه دختر دیگه بخوام باشم یا حتی با یه پسر دیگه، میام به شاهد میگم.
آخ جون چقدر دوست دارم.
حتی like she's even told me که دختره رو میاره به زنش اینترودوس میکنه.
شنونده های عزیز، این بحث راجب یک رابطه ایه که دو نفر دارن.
The LGBT community has
من توضیح هم
unconventional norm.
بذار توضیح بده، بفرمایید.
بذار ترجمه شو بگم بابا، اینا نمیدونن چی میگن. این رابطه
ای که
رابطه ای که دوتا زن و مرد با هم دارن، یا برحال اگه هم جنس باز هستن دوتا مرد دوتا زن، و این دو نفر رابطه شون خیلی بازه. ترجمه فارسی شو دقیقا نمیدونم بگم، ولی این دو نفر به یه قراردادی رسیدن که با هم هستن ولی میتونن با بقیه هم باشن. الناز شاید دارن راجع به این صحبت میکنن.
And I was just saying that the LGBT community has like I don't want to say that they have unconventional norms, but I think they're a lot more open because they struggled with their sexuality. I think they're a lot more open to the this idea of responsible cheating, and it's not a bad thing. I think it's actually a really good thing because they've thought through their sexuality, and so they can come to terms with it almost. Do you know what I mean?
And
the reality
works.
Of the ugliness that, you know, we need sexual variety.
آره. It
and
works,
we're just closeted about it.
این خیلی برای من جالب بود که من با این دختره که صحبت میکردم میگفت ما 8 سال با همیم، ازدواج هم کردیم، خیلی هم همدیگر رو دوست دارن. خیلی همدیگر رو دوست دارن. بهش میگم که خب تو حسودیت نمیشه مثلا این یه زنی دیگه رو میاره به، حتی مثلا میگه که آره ما 3 نفری با هم میریم شام میخوریم. میدونی بعدم اونجوری نیست که هر 3 تاشون با همن، فقط مثلا زنش با این خانم است یا این با یه خانم دیگه. حالا من همینو مثلا تو ریلیشنشپ های مرد و زنم دیدم، یا اینکه شنیدم که با هم they're very committed، حتی بچه هم دارن ولی با آدم های دیگه هم هستن. So technically این برمیگرده به همون که میگن که این یه چیز خیلی که تو ذات آدمه که بخواد با بیشتر از یک نفر باشه.
منم دیدم، دوستایی داشتم که با یه نفر مقابل شروع کردن رابطه داشتن و از اون اول به هم گفتن که ما رابطه‌مون اینجوری خواهد بود که من و تو با هم هستیم ولی با کسای دیگه هم خواهیم بود، ولی آخر روز بعد مدت‌ها، بعد سالا که با هم بودن، یا از هم جدا شدن، یا اینکه طرف خانوم دختره دیگه نمیخواد اون کار انجام بده. اینقدر نمیدونم چی جوریه جنا، چاید اون اول کار هر دوشون میگن که خب اینجوری با هم دوست بشیم، اینجوری با حال فلانه، منم خیلی آدم روشن فکری هستم، این کار میکنم، ولی بعد یه مدت اینقدر احساساتشون به هم دیگه، یا اطرف پسر یا اطرف دختر، احساساتشون دریه دار میشه و عمیق‌تر میشه که به هر حال
It does get complicated. آره،
سخت میشه. آره.
Especially as you get older, because then you really crave that type of monogamy from, you know, you want to know you have 100% of that person's attention and love and care and blah, blah.
Blah, blah. خب اینی که شاید با blah, blah. خب ما یه دونه تو صفحه ایرانیکن.com مون یه همه پرسی داشتیم.
We just talked about that. Where were you?
We already did this. Home slice.
گفتیم همه درصدا رو هم گفتیم.
We didn't say the no. The 42% of you have never cheated or been cheated on. But we did talk about the 58%.
یه آقای تهیه کننده تو گوشه های من ویز ویز میخونه است.
آقای تهیه کننده شما کجا بودی؟
شما دیگه چرا آقای تهیه کننده؟
هوشنگ عوضش نیست آقای تهیه
کننده. من قاطی باقالی ها دیگه شما چرا؟
خب حالا اوکی the last thing I want to talk about is do you think a relationship that has had cheating is salvageable؟
یعنی یک نفر با یه نفر دیگه بوده و یکی از اون طرفه یا مرده یا زنه روش خیانت کرده، این رابطه میتونه ادامه پیدا کنه یا نه، میتونه به جای دیگه برسه یا نه؟
میتونه.
واسه من نمیتونه. Depends on the person. Like for me I know that regardless of if I say oh I forgive you, I will never forgive you.
زنها ممکنه ببخشنتون ولی هیچ وقت یادشون نمیره.
And you'll always be
اینو هیچ وقت پسرهایی که در به برنامه ما گوش میکنی هیچ وقت فراموش نکنید، دخترها ممکنه ببخشنتون لحظه ای ولی فراموش نمیکنن و یه روزی به روتون میارن.
یه جوری هم باید واقعا، یعنی من دخترم دارم اینو میگم، تا آخر عمرت باید
یاداوری میشه واسه. آره. نگر اصلا این کار.
And I want to quote Shakespeare here. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
آتش جهنم از یک زنی که
بهش خیانت
شده،
سردتره. مثلا آتش جهنم پس چقدر خوبه.
Exactly compared to what you have to live with if you cheat on your woman.
آقا اگه قرار بکنید رابطتون به هم میخوره آخره.
So just don't do it, or if you do it, no, you're ending your relationship.
آره آخرتون به هم میخوره. حداقل اگه مرد انجام میده اون زن طرف مقابل عشق روبرویش هیچ وقت فراموش نخواهد
کرد. And I don't want to be gender biased here. Men, if your woman cheats on you, you have complete right to, you know, be like, I'm done with you too, you know? But most often, just take her back. Forgive her.
یه بار اشتباه کردی.
دیگه.
غلط کردم، لخ شدم، رفتم بله هوشنگ. چاره بابا بیگم.
خدا
دستم در رفت، یهو در اومد، یهو رفت اونجا، اونجوری شد، اونجوری شد.
On that note, let's go into a break and come back with comments.
به ایرانی کن لایف گوش میکنه.
منی رفتن منه میدونی من کردم چند مرتبه، ولی میگن دیگه داری بزرگ میشی رپ نکن، منم میگم هیچ وقت بزرگ نمیشم شک نکن، کار من رپه، کار من تکه، کار من کونو میسوزونه مثل فندکه، میگن باشه رپ بکن ولی دیگه فوش نده، آخه فوش خوردنیه تو هم گوشتته، میگم پیر شدی دیگه رپ نکن بسه، آخه اگه الان موقعش نیست بگو پس که، جوانیمون داره مثل باد پر میزنه، به زودی پیری میاد در خونه در میزنه، ای چقدر بی مروت این زمونه، گل یخ توی دلم زده جوونه، کاره روی کلم شافتون شبت کاره پرشه و بافیه حیف تا آخر رب نیاز داره به بین حافظ، من شاعر ماهر نسلم، هم از تهران تا قاهرم، دستم چون سنگین ترم از سنگای اهرام، دل بس به صدفای بهرام، کفتر و کفتر با هم دیگه پرواز، پاس با باز مثل جادو و جنجار، من چند جمعونی هم صدا خوب نبود ولی میخونم
خواست ما رو واسه میتونی بگیری تو یه باز سپرتو تو که نره نوک تیز شر باز تو تنتو مثل ماها بشی محکم و بازم پرکار شدی صد پار کنده خب بلند شو باز آره روزا درگیر جنگ پولیمو ولی شب و هنو میشی با رپ پرکار
crazy story out of Iran. Iran is banning toys that are based on The Simpsons. Iran banning toys based on The Simpsons, yeah. When asked why, President Ahmadinejad said, Iran is more of a Family Guy country.
همونجوری که یادتون بود هفته پیش خبری داشتیم گفتیم که در ایران فروش عروسک های سیمسون غیرقانونی شده. اینم آقای کونن که ما رو مسخره کردش. یکی از آدم هایی که هر روز ما رو مسخره میکنه. شکر خدا که آقای احمدی نژاد هست که
خب هوشنگ من شنیدم که شما با یک از خیلی آدم خیلی جالبی یه مصاحبه ای کردی.
آره همون جوری که اول
aside from your mother
بروم
خب یه دونه واسط دارم تو یک من صفر یکی همون جوری که اول برنامه گفتم با یک دختر خانمی که جزو تیم ملی فوتبال ایران هستن و در حال حاضر هنوز هم جزو تیم ملی ایران هستن مصاحبه ای کردیم و قراره واسه تون پخش بکنیم به علت تفاوت ساعت چون این خانم در انگلستان هستن و دارن تحصیلات فوقشون رو میگیرن واسه همین ما برنامه رو قبلا ضبط کردیم ولی بهش گوش میکنیم که خیلی برنامه جالبی هستش. So Katarina, I just want to say hi and welcome
hi.
To our show.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
All right, so I'm going to carry this conversation in English from this point on. Katayun was born and raised in the U.S., and she was 17 years old when she moved back to Iran to just visit for the very first time. And correct me if I'm wrong, she went there, she fell in love with the country, and she decided that she's going to... And I don't think back then when she went back was a women's international soccer team. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. But there was an international national futsal team who was quite successful then as well.
True, very true. Okay, so give me a little background. I'm gonna just a little introduction about yourself, sweet and short. Tell me about after you moved to Iran, what happened and what's going on right now.
All right. Well, I moved there when I was 17, and I needed somewhere to train for football. So in case I came back to the States, my body would still be in shape. And through some contacts, I was able to find a national futsal team where they were training, so I could train with them. And then what happened was I ended up falling in love with Iran and staying in Iran, with my father's support, of course. And at that time, we had a Brazilian head coach, and she chose me to be part of the team for the futsal national team. And exactly 2 months later, the football national team started under the coach Shahzad Mozaffar. And from then, that's when my football career basically took off in Iran.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you just a quick question out of curiosity. Are you the only Iranian soccer player on a national team who's has actually spent most of her life outside of U.S.?
Yes, but
I mean outside of Iran. I'm sorry.
Yes, there hasn't been that many. There've been a couple who tried out, but unfortunately didn't make the team. But for now, I've been the only one who's considered a foreigner, but can play for her father's country.
Great, great. Okay, I have another. Question. I'm bilingual. I spent half of my life in Iran, half of my life in the U.S. But let me ask you about how is your Farsi? How comfortable are you speaking Farsi? I know you spend 17 years of your life in U.S., but how comfortable are you? Do you get hard times when you go over there? And, elaborate on that.
Story. Well, when I went to Iran, I practically didn't know anything except salam and borosname, and that's it.
Borosname, that's a good one.
Yeah, so once I came to Iran and everything, I was picking up on the words, but it was really the girls on the national team who helped me speak Farsi. Like some of the girls, they brought their books from first and second grade so I can learn the alphabet. They were very friendly, and they basically taught me all the Farsi I know today.
خب حال شما چطوره امروز؟ There we go. We got a little Farsi out of her. That's awesome. Okay, so you were 17. You went to Iran. Now I'm gonna tell everybody she's 24. And so you've been in Iran for 7 years now, is that, or?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
7 years.
But I've been, I've moved around many times, but sure. I keep coming back to Iran. And now I am in the UK, getting my master's in chemical engineering.
That's fabulous. She's smart. She is a great athlete, and she's ready to get married. That's just a joke. That's just a joke, audience. No, no. She's fantastic. Okay, so tell me a little about. I mean, we were talking off air about what happened in the incident in Jordan and how this whole the FIFA and the hijab thing started. Elaborate on that a little bit for me.
Well, it's such a cruel story in a cruel world whenever I explain the story, because Iran, everyone knows in the world that Iran, to abide by the laws and regulations, women must wear hijab, all right? Either in the country or in the sport, anywhere sure. we go, okay? That's just the law, and everyone must abide by it. So we, fortunately, we have a very successful national team, and the girls are brilliant players, each and every single one of them, and we made it to the second qualification round with our hijab as well. And we were the top of the group, and everyone expected us to win in order to make it to the next round for the Olympics. Before the game started, the referee and the FIFA committee had decided that women in hijab cannot play. And it wasn't just the Iranian national team that was affected. All the other countries in the Western Asia, because they had some players, not all, some players wearing hijab, they weren't allowed to play either.
All right.
So FIFA, exactly 2 minutes before the blowing of the whistle, said we cannot play and we have to forfeit. How embarrassing could that have been for us? And you would have never imagined it. We trained for many months.
That is pretty embarrassing, right?
Yeah. We've trained for many months. The girls have struggled so much to get to the training camp and everything, you know, for the organization and the money that was spent for nothing. And now FIFA has decided that March 3rd, they're going to have a date where they'll decide whether or not women can play in hijab.
All right. So, where are you standing right now? So, are you just waiting for March 3rd?
Yes, we're waiting for March 3rd. And right now, there are numerous campaigns for us to allow us to play in hijab, not only for Western Asian countries, but all over the world, women who wear hijab. They need to be able to play freely however they want. There shouldn't be any rules or regulations, because FIFA says no to racism, no to being prejudiced, but yet they've done both of them to us.
Got it. Let me ask you another question. Beside Iran, what other team forfeited in that tournament?
It wasn't a matter of the team. Iran was the only full team, but it was more players
for the tournament. Got it. Okay, and that's just so sad that the FIFA is doing all that. And you mentioned about now you're trying to raise awareness about this issue, and there was a website that you guys started.
Well, the Prince of Jordan, he is also the vice president of FIFA, has started this whole campaign for women who play with hijab and trying to promote us. The Facebook link is called Let Us Play, and this basically is awaring the world that women with hijab can do just as well with women who don't wear hijab. For example, there is an American lady who wears hijab who is also a gold medalist for fencing. I mean, women with hijab should have no effect with or without it, is what I'm trying to say. So
sure.
Basically, this website or this link provides feedback and interviews from all sorts of women from all over the world playing all types of sports who say there's no difficulty wearing hijab whenever they're training, playing in competition or tournaments.
خب همونجوری که قول دادیم بودیم بهتون با ما کتایون مصاحبه کردیم. کتایون فوتبالیست تیم ملی ایرانه و خیلی چیز عجیبیه که فدراسیون فیفا همچی کاریو با کشورهای مسلمان نشینی مثل ایران کرده. ایران تنها تیمیه که تیمشو مجبور میکنه روسری سرش بکنه در حال حاضر. تیمای دیگه دست خودشونه، مثل که دروازه‌بان تیم مصر بوده شده، دروازه‌بان تیم مصر هم مثل که ببخشید دروازه‌بان تیم اردن بودش که اون ایشون هم روسری سرش کرده بود و تو تورنمنتی که مثل که بوده ایشون هم اجازه ندادن بازی بکنن. خیلی جالب. من میخوام توضیحات فیفا رو دوست داشتم. من سوالی که از کتایون نکردم و ببخشید این مصاحبه به زبان انگلیسی پخش شد. کتایون ترجیح میداد انگلیسی صحبت کنه، همونجوری که فهمیدین کتایون 17 سالش بود وقتی رفت ایران و فارسی کاملا بلد نبودش، و اینجوری که من شواهد به من نشون میده کتایون کاملا ایرانی نیستش. من به نظرم کتایون فقط پدرش ایرانی هستش، ولی خب برای یکی از افتخارات ماست که برای اینقدر عشق به ایران رو داشت و دلیلی که من برگشتم ایران و فوتبال و ایران رو نوازی میکنم واسه که عاشق ایران شدم.
خب الان تو انگلیسه،
الان داره انگلیس فوق لیسانس میگیره در حال حاضر، آره، و یه مدت زمانی از تیم ملی چیز کرده اومده بیرون که بتونه فوق لیسانسش در مهندسی شیمی بگیره. آره، هم دختر باهوشی، هم دختر خوشگلی، هم دختر ورزشکاریه. آره واقعا وقت شوهر کردنشه. من راجع به خودم
سوال کنم،
غذا رو نپرسه. خب ما بریم یه بریکی بگیریم، به ایران کن لایو گوش میکنید.
قصه دلم جوونی کرده با تو، اگه یه لحظه نامهربونی کرده، چه سرنوشت خوبی وقتی خود خدا هم برای خوشبختیمون با در میونی کرده.
The Grammys last night, Adele won 6 Grammys. Yeah. The wins made Adele so happy, she now has nothing left to sing about.
I didn't get it. Conan is so weird.
Conan, خدا از دیگه.
He's so weird.
خب. این قسمت اول مسابقه ما رو گوش دادیم، قسمت دومش هم آقای تهیه کننده داره آمادهش میکنه که قسمت آخر میریم که گوش کنیم قسمت دوم برنامه که قسمت آخر مصاحبه‌مون هستش با خانم کتایون خانم. I don't want to call you an American, but as an American who grew up in the US and at the age of 17 went back to, why are you for this?
Well, like I said, whenever I moved to Iran, I fell deeply in love with this country. All right, I had so much to offer to me that it wasn't much about wearing the hijab and feeling oppressed or anything. It had nothing to do with that. It was a difference, you know?
Sure.
I'm the type that I don't like going with the flow of certain things. I'm sure. Always the one who does something that's different, you know? And Iran, I mean, whenever you see the girls, there's no difference with anything that we wear. It's just like covering the hair, but everything's a bit longer. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
And I just wanted to be a part of something that's new,
uh-huh.
that the girls are fully devoted to the sport, and they don't care about what is on our head or what we're wearing. You know, it's just a matter of playing. thing. That's
sure.
it.
Okay, Catherine June, man, I got another question for you. You explained to me you made it in a program that possibly eventually would have allowed you to make it to maybe women's Olympic team or women's soccer team or a 17-year-old American U.S. national team, stuff like that. And that age, you had a chance. I mean, you had a good chance of making all those things eventually, hopefully. And you let all those things go, and you went to Iran, and you just told me you went to Iran because you fell in love with Iran. I'm just having a hard time believing that. Well, why don't you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, it was a very sensitive age because, you know, it's as a athlete, a high school athlete, where you have recruiters coming to recruit and all that. You know, everyone thought I was set, ready to go. But personally, I wasn't, not that I wasn't ready for getting recruited for the college game and whatnot, but I needed something a bit more and something that I could appreciate as much as anything else. And like I said, when I came to Iran, it wasn't just the country that I fell in love with. It was the culture, the people, and in general, just how everything flowed in Iran, you know.
Sure.
Like I said, I was born, raised in America, and very regular lifestyle. Pretty much every day was the same thing. And when I moved to Iran, I mean, it was just culture shock completely. And
in a good way.
In a good way, because there's so many different types of ethnicities in Iran, and you can learn so much about the country as a whole, not only in the Middle East, but what it was in history and how it became what it is now. It was fascinating for me, and it still is fascinating for me, and every day I'm learning something new, whether it's good or bad, but I love Iran as it is. You know, because it is Iran.
So if you can go back in time, in 7 years, you will still do the same thing again?
Definitely, because I wouldn't have had the chance to start the national team or be with them from the beginning. I wouldn't have had the chance to learn Farsi or about my father's culture and where he came from.
Sure.
Of course, I would never regret that at all.
That's fascinating. I cannot say that about me. If I had your talent and your intelligence and all that stuff, and at the age of 17, I probably moved out of Iran right away, go to California, attend Berkeley, and you know, just have a blast and a half and not even look back. But that's just me. That's fantastic. Thank you for your answer. I just needed to get that off of my shoulders. Catherine John, thank you very much for your time, and I hope March 3rd we'll get better news from FIFA as far as support for women's sports.
But I hope all the Iranians in the U.S. or worldwide will support this issue, because it's not just, don't consider it as a political situation, consider it as your female football players want to play and support your country and show the world that we can play. That's it. And I'm sure all the Iranian are major football fans and will definitely support this cause.
Do you want our audience, or whoever goes on that website or on that Facebook site, do you want them to do anything specific? What do you want them to do with that site?
I would just love for them to support it as much as they can. The
sure.
more likes that happen to be on that page,
got
the
it.
More people will notice that people actually support the cause.
Got it. Fantastic. Thank you for your time. Good luck.
Thank
and,
you so much for everything.
Thank you for your time.
Wow. Hushang.
خب اینم
we have amazing interview
این اختتامیه یه مصاحبه ما با خانم کتایون
sure,
خانم
sure. wow
yeah. خب یه چیزی که من هنوز بازم نمیتونم قبول کنم که یه خانم 17 ساله‌ای که در امریکا بزرگ شده بلند شه در سن 17 سالگی بره ایران فوتبال بازی کنه با مقنعه و چادر و شلوار و
واقعا باعث افتخاره. من به این خانم خیلی افتخار میکنم. یعنی واقعا منم فکر نمیکنم اگه میتونستم این کارو بکنم که تمام زندگیمو هر چیزی میدونم و خانوادهمو بزنم
for enough money I would.
فکر نکنم حتی به خاطر پولم این کارو بکنم.
آره منم فکر نمیکنم واسه
with enough money in Iran you could live like
همه چی قیمت داره واسه.
Oh my god, such a gold digger.
دخترینی واقعی به این میگن ماشاءالله قربون اون قدای کله پول پرستت بشه.
My dad's proud.
آره اسمونی ها همشون دادا یک هر واسن.
ولی واقعا از خانم کتایون خیلی تشکر میکنیم که اومدن رو برنامه ما و از شما آقای هوشنگ که اصلا من تا حالا اینجور مصاحبه نشنیده بودم.
مصاحبه قبلیه با آقا آدم دلغکی اسمش چی بود؟ یعنی منظورم شوخی میکنم آقای ماجبرانی، من عاشق برنامه شما هستم.
نه اون ایمانم بود کمکت میکرد، ولی اینا دیگه تنهایی بودی واقعا.
خیلی مرسی الناز جون. بچه ها صفحه‌ای که این خانم کتابین خانم میگفتش، صفحش هستش www.facebook.com/letusplayfootball. So I get
let us play football.
Don't let him play football. بابا بابا خب اینا آهنگ منو شاهد بود. ولی اگه نظریه این خانم جای
زن تو فوتبال نیست.
بر حال هست نیستش.
Bring on the hate.
هست نیستش رو به عهده شماست. اگه طرفداری میخواد بکنید برین رو صفحه. دوباره تکرار میکنم facebook.com/letusplayfootball. لایک بزنید که نشون بدید
لایک.
آره اگه خواستید 3-4 دفعه بزنید. من خوشبختانه شاید فیسبوک نداره نمیتونه بزنه.
Speaking of like, let's talk about our comments. Yay! This is my favorite part of the show. It's your comments. So let's go to Facebook really quick and see what you guys wrote. So first of all, I want to talk about your comments about our topic tonight. And I think our biggest fans who are Nima, Ahmed, Nina, and I think Puya also, or Puya.
And Payam, let's not forget Payam. I like Payam.
Payam didn't say anything in this one.
No. I don't care. Payam left a comment on his own, appreciating that I said I like him. And you know what, Payam, I'm going to say it again.
Payam,
keep giving me shout-outs.
Payam, تو رو خدا هندونه ها رو از زیر بغل این خانم شاهد خانم نیان. میره اون بالا بالا ها پایین نمیان.
That's not true. I'm ugly, fat and smelly, remember?
منظورش همه اینا نیستش دیگه. همه اونا نیستش.
حالا ببینیم چی گفتم. Pretty much all of our listeners agree with us. So that means we are all smart. And یه چیزی که نینا گفت که من خیلی خوشم اومد این بود که وقتی که پرس من زدم.
Dude, Nina is in like, honestly Nina, if you were here we would be friends.
Then I honestly think if she was here she should be on the show.
Oh, for sure.
گفتم که
سه تا دختر با من نینا و شاهد و الناز.
We bring Ahmed names to
خدایا خدایا.
Open relationship. We are all in an open relationship. Okay, so Nina said that when I asked about if a relationship can be salvaged after cheating, she came and said. Okay, you guys are like far ahead of me. Stop looking at the Euronican.com.
آه من معذرت میخوام. خب برو بگو.
بعدم میریم اونجا. نینا گفت که یه شوی رو که شاهد و ایمان درباره همین موضوع چند وقت پیش صحبت کردن رو بهتره پلی کنید. I cannot believe that somebody listens so intently. Like, I'm so happy that she said this. That there should be a link to that show on our Iranian. She's literally our number one fan, but she
Nina
said
Jun,
that she's
not. Sean Patty has that position.
That's
don't
exactly
even try.
What she said. And I, Sean Patty doesn't like me or Hamid. No, she likes Hamid. She doesn't like or.
خدایا it just matters that she likes me.
یک روزی بشه اینا اسم بنده رو درست تلفظ بکنن. اللهم انی اسهلک حمید قریب.
نه بعد so pretty much all the comments were really great. Everybody pretty much said exactly what we said. The one thing that was really interesting was also that they said that alcohol, like blame it on the alcohol, like it's okay.
Blame
not okay, but
alcohol.
But I think Nima said that خب حالا الکل دیگه some people get drunk and do. My response to that is that you're never too drunk to sleep with your sister.
What?
So if anybody ever says, oh, I was too drunk, that's why I did it. My response to that is you're never too drunk that you sleep with your sister.
منظور
الناز اینه که you're saying that or someone said that?
No, that's my response to
that. Oh my god, I think I just threw up in my mouth.
Exactly.
هیچ وقت سعی نکنین الکل رو جزء توجیهات خودتون بذارید.
Exactly.
واسه اینکه با یه نفر دیگه خوابیدید و رو دوست دختر یا زنتون خیانت کردید.
Exactly. Also thanks to Sara. Sara آقایی هم خیلی
سارا آقایی خیلی آقایی خیلی خیلی آقایی.
حالا وقتی برگردیم به Euronican.com comments about our last week's show که اصلا یک غوغایی به پا کرد آقای بی ادبیت.
Can I just say he said that God forbid I have children. And you know what, I agree with you. God forbid I bring offspring into this world because they would just
خیلی
بد.
بین بی ادبیت و سارا و شاهد و فکر کنم
نینا
yeah, I,
فکر کنم با پویا هم صحبت میکرد. اون خیلی
پوریا.
خب ولی کلا از نینا و بی ادبیت و بقیه بچه‌ها.
Well, Puriya's not here. Sarah's not here. So I can just talk, right? So Bi Adabiyat has some interesting things to say, and you know what? I respect his opinion. Actually, no, I kind of don't respect his opinion. And let me tell you why. Because in one phrase, he talks about how he found his girlfriend's virginity cute and adorable. A, that's disgusting to me. B, he also talks about having a relationship that was from both categories, but then he says that both of those girls were virgins. So that doesn't make any sense to me. Bi Adabiyat, if you want to go and clarify that, that would be awesome. If not, if you just want to stay in ignorance, that's fine too.
خب مرسی. از همه تشکر
می‌کنم. ولی من فکر می‌کنم که بهترین کامنت‌ها این بود که به هوشنگ میگفتن که you're so hilarious, هوشنگ you're so funny, هوشنگ.
The girls flirting with you on Radical.com.
من عاشق شدم. من واقعا دارم بهت.
من متأسفانه نگاه نکردم به هیچ کدومشون.
امشب مهتاب لیلی هم اومده دنبال.
خیلی خوب. خیلی خوب. خب از همه تشکر می‌کنیم از کامبیز و جمشید.
Oh, and then someone dedicated something to me.
آره یه آهنگم به جمشید کرد. خب از همه تشکر می‌کنیم که این کامنت‌ها رو صفحه ما گذاشتن، برنامه ما رو گوش میکنن و دنبال روی برنامه ما هستن. خیلی ممنون، به ما انرژی میدید همتون، تک تکتون. ما این برنامه رو به اتمام میرسونیم. از همتون تشکر میکنیم تا هفته آینده و برنامه آینده، یا دو هفته آینده یا سه هفته آینده. شب همگیتون بخیر.